Hello, this is Rudy Conoza, and very rarely do you hear me come on a Phil Hendry show like this and speak to you from my heart, heart to heart, life to life, and to tell you to subscribe to the Phil Hendry show website. You'll get laughs. I can't even get into how wonderful it will be. And for you ladies, you know that I don't mean anything vulgar or crude when I say to you, I appreciate your beauty. I appreciate your wisdom. The Amazon, yet the wise woman and the wild woman. There is the Amazon. There is the wise woman. There is the wild woman. There is the sister. There is the mother. There is the lever. That's right, the lever. And to that I say, and I know you know what I mean. So please subscribe to the Phil Hendry Show. Give it to the man in your life. Give it to the man you love. The man you love, and say to him, "This is for you, darling." A subscription to the Phil Hendry website. So that when we are romantic, you'll come into the bedroom acting like a dumb geek. You know, like you just, you know, it's not going to work out. But anyway, go to philhendryshow.com, please, and subscribe to the Phil Hendry Show and get a week, get a month, get a year, but don't be weak. And remember, blah, blah, blah. Forget it. The Phil Hendry Show website. Do what Rudy does. He doesn't have a subscription, so that's a bad example. The Phil Hendry Show website. Get one today. Not the website, a subscription. God damn, man. You messed that up. You know, you messed yourself. You messed all over me with that, man. I came here, I set you up, and you messed all over me.
Sorry, Rudy.
Easy for you to say. Oh. And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And this is General Galen Shaw. Welcome here to, boy, the panel is back together. Yeah, we haven't been on since, I guess, the Monday show.
Well, it was a very necessary, I thought it was very necessary Bob Green today. Although, like most of those shows, it had no real purpose, you know.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, I don't understand that show. He came on because he wanted to clarify.
Let's not do a whole thing on that, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, man, that's like... Been there, done that.
Well, you know what? I haven't been there, and I haven't done that. That's what I try to get you clowns to understand, okay? When Mama hasn't weighed in, then when she does, then...
When she weighs in.
Do you want one, Bud? I can give it to you. I can give it to you parcel post. It'll hit you square in the nose, shatter the nose, drive the nose back into the brain.
Like Margaret, goddamn.
Well...
Yeah, I'll say it.
He's talking about weight. I know what he's talking about.
He said to weigh in, well...
Yeah. The point that I'm trying to make to all of you jokers is the following. I forget.
Bob Green. He's not on the show, man.
No, I was simply saying that he was doing his show on Wednesday to clarify that mess. You know, talk about messing all over us.
Yeah, he did. He came in here and he messed all over us with that. So he didn't mess all over us, but he definitely came on to try to straighten things out. And he didn't straighten anything out. And so I think people are still...
He said didn't straighten anything out in the...
Don't do it, guys.
Yeah, I told him not to, but he'll say that way to me.
Just knock it off. He didn't straighten anything out to my way of thinking. All he did was make it worse. And so maybe that's something to think about, Bob, if you're listening. You know, the next time you're invited to be a commentator on the show, what you can do is...
He's on the phone.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Well, you're not going to put him on the air.
Yeah.
Hold on. What?
Bob... Yeah, the cheese. Yeah, it was great.
Let me have it. Hello?
Well, that's not Bob. That's the waitress.
Get pimped. Get the guy.
There's Mr. Green. What'd you do? He said he had to take a shit.
We're on the air, asshole.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Well, I flipped on the netcast, and I'm listening to you guys. You talk about a guy messing all over you. You guys were, you know...
We were talking about the show you did.
Yeah, I understand it. You're talking about me on a show. Hold on, there's that kid again. I'm going to kill someone.
Sounds to me like you're in Ted's restaurant.
I happen to be here at Fraser Food. What is the story with you people?
Hey, listen, Bob, forget it, okay? Margaret was making a comment.
It's all right, Bob. It was a perfectly fine show.
I tried to come on and do the best I could about cleaning things up so that people didn't think I was a pervert.
I understand, but we're now on day three. You understand? You did the show, then you had the explanation show. Actually, you came on Monday. This is three shows this week.
That's three consecutive shows.
It's three shows this week explaining you.
Explaining what I did, but then you guys come along and you mess all over me.
But what is this mess all over you?
That's what you're doing. Okay, you just mentioned your cat, Brea, having diarrhea? That's what I feel like. like she missed the box and she hit Bob Green, and I just happened to be standing there.
Yeah, adjusting your hair system.
Thank you very much.
Well, you can't hang up. You called us, and...
Oh, I can hang up.
Okay, go ahead.
God damn it.
All right, goodbye, Bob.
You got all your voice cracked.
Well, there you go. See, that you've devoted... That makes show number three this week.
Well, that is... counting the Saturday sit-up. All right. But I felt the guy needed a fair hearing, and he's probably had more than his fair share of fair hearings. Welcome, folks. It's Friday, and tonight we have our backstage pass chat. BSP chat starts at 7 o'clock. If you're a BSP member of the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, come on board, check it out, talk to us, see what's up. And we'll tell you a little bit more about what we have in store for the days and the weeks to come. And, you know, just tell us, you know, how things are going with you and how your life is hanging together and how you're enjoying the website, how you're enjoying the show, and crap like that. Jack, we are going to be rolling out some new marketing. So if you guys are getting any kind of emails or anything like that from us, you will understand. I talked to folks over on the fan page.
What about the marketing?
That's it. I just...
Just want people to know that they're going to get emails.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to entail. But I wanted to mention the Phil Henry Show fan page, which is facebook.com/ Phil Henry Fans, PHANS, is indeed our fan page. And we also have a service address, service@philhenryshow.com. So if you're a BSP and you need service, you want to find out about, for instance, not being able to log in or any one of many issues, that is the email address to hit us up on. The rest of what we do online is not really, I'm not really a service guy.
Well, you're not a technical guy.
I'm not. I don't know how stuff falls together necessarily. You guys will get to our service people faster using that email address than you would going to, like, for instance, a fan page, because God knows when I'm going to see. I usually check it...
Well, Phil has a very good, people think Phil's hands-on with the fans over there, which is a big load.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, come on, Mr. Henry, you know.
No, I mean, once a day I check all the messages that come into me.
Well, I mean, yeah, all right, hands-on.
Yeah, I'll bet your hands-on. Hey, watch it.
All right, goddamn.
Well, all right, so what do you do?
I just got done telling you, if I'm on one of those pages...
All right, Phil, you don't have to look at me and as if you're my father... You're looking at me, you remind me of my father when he used to wag his finger at me and look me up and down and say what a little slut she is.
Your father never said that to you.
He was making fun of Rod Steiger and Dr. Zhivago, that's all.
Oh, he's doing a voice.
Yes. Now...
Get out of here doing a voice.
He did occasionally.
So the idea is this, folks, that it's much, much quicker.
Yeah, it's way more direct and you get to the people.
Yeah. You get exactly. It's way more direct if you use service@philhenryshow.com. You get to our people faster, and you'll be glad you did. Now, one of the things, I just...
You know, people in on this whole password thing.
Well, here's the deal. The number one problem that people often complain about is they said, I can't log in because they've forgotten their username and their password. Understandable. If you email us at service, we'll look that up for you. But here's the thing. There's that little remember me checkbox.
Oh, that's right. That you had that problem.
Well, I don't anymore. There's a little box that says remember me. If you check that box, every time you go to the login page, there's going to be your username, there's going to be your password, and you're going to be beautiful, and you're going to be good to go. You know, or you can write it down and...
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, why don't you just write it down and remember it? God damn.
Well, come on, man. I'll admit it does that.
Let's be a little service friendly here, bud.
All right. So if you're too dumb...
Not if you're too dumb. If you don't remember your password or your username, you could click that little... Remember it.
Yeah, if you don't remember it, the first thing you need to do is remember it. And then once you do remember it, click the box.
Yeah, and you'll never have to remember it again.
Right. Unless you forget to click the box.
If you forget to click the box...
You're flat out of luck. So...
You're running... Every time you get a new phone, Henry...
Every time I get a new phone... It's a whole adventure in weirdness, man, with all of the different accounts that I've got over on Twitter, for instance. We got, well, Margaret, your account.
Why are you running my account? Why don't I run my account?
Yeah, you're going to forget your username and password.
Like I don't know my own name. You're a whole new world monkey. You know that, bud? You're a new species of ape. I want to...
Oh, wait a minute. Come on. Yeah.
Break it up, will you, for crying out loud.
What are you looking at?
I don't remember my own name.
Well, your username.
It's my name.
What's your username, bud?
The Bud Dickman.
What happened to the real Bud Dickman?
I like the Bud Dickman. I like the real Bud Dickman.
I don't like the real Bud Dickman either. I like the Bud Dickman.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're talking about the guy?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the name. I'm talking about the guy.
You don't like the real one.
I like the guy.
I like the guy.
Yeah, Robert, sounds to me like somebody needs to flush the cream cheese out of their throat.
Good God.
All right. Thank you very much, folks. Coming up, we have interesting conversation with Jack Armstrong. Jack Armstrong's gone back to the political beat.
You got to be putting me on.
No. Well, he's not gone back 100%, but Jack Armstrong's going to be with us. What are you looking at, Phil?
I'm looking at the heater here.
Hold on. Are you, you're worried about Bray again?
Yeah, I just want to make sure the heater is on. Here's this, folks. Phil's just walking around the studio, closing doors. I'm sorry, folks. We have an elderly cat here that we try to keep warm.
I walked into this studio about 45 minutes ago, and it feels like I was, it felt like I was in the middle of the Sahara Desert, for God's sake. So don't tell me it's not warm enough.
Well, we did. We turned it off, though. All right, we'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The sky's the limit on the Billy Ertigue Show, mornings at 9. Hello, Dexter Cumberbum for the Dexter Cumberbum Men's Hosiery Stores. We have 5 locations, one in the Waxley Mall and downtown on Stripsty. If you come into the Waxley Cumberbum Men's Hosiery Center, you'll find men's socks, men's sheer hose, and nylons, and garter belts. And the other thing is...
What are you talking about, man?
Waxley Cumberbum, downtown.
Yeah, I'll bet it's downtown.
Yeah, you're taking it downtown.
You want to have a little... Punk?
Waxley Cumberbum just assaulted Bud Dickman.
That's right. You want some?
No.
Waxley Cumberbum, I'm downtown.
Coming a bum?
What a prick, man.
You better wait a minute.
Hey, it's Justin Tickle here, voice of the Waukega Rapids. You know, when I get a cold, I get a tickle in my throat, I get my noses stuffed up, I use... Uh-oh, this isn't the stuff that I use.
Why, that's an illegal drug. Waxley Tickle is under arrest.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jack Armstrong is going to join us from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we're going to get a decidedly non-sports view here from Jack here over the next few minutes. This is concerning the upcoming week that we've got, not upcoming, next week, I should say, Jack, politically in the United States.
It's going to be very interesting, that's for sure. There's no question about it, Margaret, the different things that are going to be happening.
Well, we have the Michael Cohen speaking before the U.S. Senate, and of course, the Mueller report is coming out.
Yeah, that's huge. There's no question about it. And, boy, it's going to be interesting to see.
What is your read on it?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, you know, I'm notoriously bad. I think a lot of us are notoriously bad at predicting what is going to happen. I mean, everybody is anticipating that the Mueller report is going to be huge. And it will have all kinds of facts and figures that will make everything bad for the president of America. But, you know, Donald Trump has a way of fooling people, that's for sure.
Man, that is for sure. That guy gets out of moral jams and everything.
Yeah, because he's smart, and maybe he hasn't done nothing bad.
Well, I mean, that's possible that he's done nothing bad. You know, I think a lot of people would be on your side on that one.
Yeah, are you kidding me or something? This guy is probably so dirty.
Look, I don't know that we want to get into speculating. What we want to do, though, here, Jack, is talk about what may be in the report, not so much, regarding the president, but the other players that are around him.
Well, that's just it, you see, because you have the son, Donald Jr., and the different principals that are, you know, Michael Flynn, and you have the Paul Manafort, and now, of course, Roger Stone. I don't have any idea what's going on with that.
What's the difference between the Mueller report and the Southern District of New York and the whole Michael Cohen stuff?
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, you've got the Mueller report's got nothing to do with the Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen is testified and has spoken to the Southern District of New York on the matters pertaining to Donald Trump and the different things that they were involved in. Business deals and this kind of thing. And, you know, that's a whole different thing. It's not a part of the Mueller report.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Mueller report is something different, okay?
Can I ask you, I thought he established everything.
Is this Mr. Dickman that I'm speaking with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Problem?
All right, let's just take it easy.
Well, what country are you from?
Hey, how many times do I have to answer that question?
Let's knock it off with the what country are you from.
Well, you are. You're English. You say you're from Minnesota.
I come from Minnesota, okay? Why do you think that... God damn, man. Okay, Phil, if this is the way it's going to roll out...
No, it's fine. We're talking to Jack Armstrong, and one of the things I thought we'd do is, in tandem with Jack's report, is talk to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, because I think he has definitely a point of view on this, knowing the president as he does.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, thanks a lot, Phil. This is Ted Bell, and you know, we don't want to get too political, but I do have my point of view. I hear at the restaurant, come on in for a steak, but I'm going to be here on the phone talking politics.
And we have Jack Armstrong, too, Ted.
Hey, Jack, how are you? I'm very good, Mr. Bell. It's a very great pleasure to be speaking to you.
So, Ted, tell me, you know Donald Trump about as well, I suppose, as any of his friends do. You are a friend of his. What do you think, what do you think is going to, just as a layman on the outside looking in, what do you think is going to happen?
You know, I don't know. I know that Donald has a tendency to... you know, listen to people and get involved in situations that he think he can get himself out of. But like you were saying, there's a difference between the Southern District of New York. I'm a political reporter. Yeah, hold on. I heard something.
Hey, Jack, let Ted talk.
Okay. So, you know, the Southern District of New York, I don't know. You're asking me, the thing that I really want to emphasize is that while I know Donald Trump, hold on for a minute. What is that? Okay, that. What is that crap? Get the other. We've got a big party in here, a party of 10, big family. While I know Donald Trump, I don't know of any criminal activities.
No, I'm not asking you to. No one's asking you to rat the guy out.
Well, you guys are, you know, asking me what do I think.
No. I'm saying, just from what you know about the guy, I'm not asking you if to report on any criminal activities you may know about.
Well, what if I did?
Well, do you?
No, but that's the uncomfortable... Yeah, let me jump in. I got to jump in. Mr. Bell, this is Jack Armstrong. I'm a reporter. I'm a political reporter. And so what you just done said there, I believe that I have to ask you, okay, are you aware of criminality? Who is this guy?
Jack Armstrong.
My name is Jack Armstrong, Mr. Bell. Are you aware of criminal behavior? You know, if I was Mr. Armstrong, I sure wouldn't tell you. I'm a reporter, okay? I'm not a cop. Well, I understand you're not a cop and you're not an investigator, but so you're a reporter. That means it gets spilled out all over the front page of your newspaper like the Kinder Boy. You know, I've heard that Kinder Boy reference. Gah, boy, I tell you, you people really like to go low and you like to play around in it.
Oh, all right, knock off the Kintner reference, will you, Ted?
The Kintner restaurant?
No, he didn't say that.
Well, that's what it sounded like he said.
I'm saying knock off that reference. It's very, very low class.
The Kintner boy doesn't even exist. God. Oh, okay, I thought it did. It? Well, you know, if you're talking about a shark barfing up a kid, I'd rather say it.
The kid didn't exist. He was a character in a movie, even though you're talking like a couple of idiots. Now, let's get back to what we're saying.
Hey, Phil, let me ask you something. Are you diabetic?
Why?
Because you did that. Because you get back to what we did. I don't know if you have...
Todd? Ted Bell is with us. By the way, you were christened Ted, weren't you?
That's true. Hey! Pays attention. I love a guy that pays attention.
Yeah, and we're talking to Ted Bell and Jack Armstrong here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we do have Larry Grover later on.
Yeah.
Okay. About what kind of a week we're looking at with Donald Trump and the rest of the crew. They're in Washington. So, getting back to you, Jack.
Well, you're not even done. I'm the one that's talking. I guess you are talking. That's true, Mr. Bell, but you're not saying a whole lot. Hey, yes, I am. And, Phil, I'd like to finish what I was saying.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, is that a dog? Somebody shut the back door to the kitchen. I was going to say, you know, whatever Don Trump has gotten himself involved in, I can assure you, Ted Bell hasn't, I got nothing to do with it, and I didn't know he was doing it, and that's all I wanted to say.
That's it.
Well, isn't that interesting? So you don't have any information?
No, why would I have information? Do you, Mr., what is it, what's your name? Yeah, my name is Jack Armstrong, okay? And, all right, good.
Jack, what do you think?
Well, here's what I think. I think that, as I said to Mr. Bell here just a moment ago, if you got information, you need to talk to me because I'm a reporter. I got it already that you're a reporter there, Jack. Everything's good. Isn't that what? Good for you, okay? Yes, but do you have information? It's none of your business if I do.
Well, hey, let me ask something, Ted. Do you?
No.
Well, then why don't you just say that to him?
Because I like to mess with the guy with the pointed head here. Oh, Mike, what do you mean pointed head, man? I'm a reporter. So you say. I'm not about to tell you anything about Donald Trump. Even if I knew, I wouldn't tell you anything. You know why? Because you don't deserve it. Because you're not worthy. Because you're a reporter for something that gets stuck under a windshield wiper. Understand?
See you later, Ted.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I'm sorry.
And Jack Armstrong?
Yeah, Mr. Armstrong is still on the line with us there from the Mall of America right there. Mr. Armstrong, yeah, you're still with us.
Yeah, that was uncalled for. That was unbelievable that he would just rip into me like that.
He's under some, obviously, he's under a lot of pressure. The very busy, busy night there.
Yeah, well, but if this is a guy you're telling me that he knows Donald Trump, he needs to talk to a reporter.
Why should he talk to a reporter?
So that we can get the facts. So that we know what the facts of the case are. And then we can speak about it and write about it.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to talk to you. Nobody has to talk to you.
Yes, technically you're right. But why would they not? I said to him, Mr. Bell, I must caution you, I'm a reporter. Let's go ahead, let's talk about it.
Yeah, and he didn't want, the minute you said reporter, he didn't want to talk to you.
I don't understand why. Why would...
Because reporters are reporters. You spill it, to use your phrase.
Don't do it, Margaret.
All over the dock like the Kinder Boy?
Will you guys knock it off with the Kinder Boy? Hello?
Well,
you can't hang up.
Yeah, I know I can't hang up, but...
Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry.
Okay, Jack. Thanks a lot. Larry Grover coming up next on the world-famous...
What's going on? Yeah, but everything's kind of moving too fast.
I don't give a shit. Larry Grover coming up next. Okay, I'm sorry. But Larry Grover is next, right?
Yeah.
On the Phil Hendry Show.
Jack Bergen here for Bergen's Loans. Are you a great human being without any problems, without any kind of psychiatric condition? You've never been to jail and you pay all your bills on time and you have letters of recommendation from the highest standing members of your community? Then I want to lend money to you. We only lend money to people who are absolute solid gold guarantees. If there's any hint, any chance at all that you won't pay me my money back, then I will not lend you money. I've never been stiffed. I've never been welched on. I get all my money back all the time. Jack Bergen is my name. Bergen Loans. At Bergen Loans, Jack Bergen will only lend money to people who qualify at the very highest level of the food chain, the very highest level of evolution. No morality problems, no problems with finances, no problems with job history, no problems with the way your home looks, the way your children act, no problems at all. In fact, you can't be single, you must be married, and you must have at least 3 children. Bergen Loans.
Welcome back here to world famous Phil Hendry Show on this Friday. Yeah, coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, is the BSP Chat.
Got a BSP Chat at 7 o'clock Pacific time. And that is 10 o'clock on the East Coast.
On the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you, guys. And this is Phil Hendry. We are going to bring on now Larry Grover. And quite an admission made by Larry this weekend over on Twitter. So we wanted to get with him here on this, I say, admission, Larry.
It was not an admission of anything, Phil. For God's sake, I was... Yes, but it was... I shut down my MySpace page for the first time. I shut down my MySpace page, and I found the photographs.
Yeah, you said he found photographs of nude.
I found photographs of nude.
Oh, dear.
Mother's here to help, because... It's better to have your mother explain it because she's familiar with moralities.
Well, you're the principal, Larry.
Yes, but I need my mother.
Let me explain. Larry, when he was on MySpace, this was some 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, 11 years ago, and he was on MySpace, and as you know, Phil, MySpace, I think it's fair to say, was sewage. You were wading through sewage. You had to sit in a dung heap to talk to people. That
I don't think it was that bad.
Oh, okay. So you're familiar with it?
Yes, I am familiar with it. I don't think it was that bad. I know that perhaps people were this was their very first experience.
You know, Gloria, that's a very good point. People's first experience with social media.
Thank you, Margaret. I'll take it from here.
Yeah, Margaret. Your mother knows.
All right, Gloria.
Okay, I'm trying to say that. Margaret, you're a wonderful woman. You've got a lot of information about a lot of things. Just back away from me. Take a step back. lower your hands to your... Don't, you know, don't do it, man.
I'm not doing anything, homegirl.
All right. Now, Larry was on MySpace, and I told Larry when he was on MySpace, I said, Larry, what are you playing in the muck again? Get off of MySpace and get with clean, cleansed people. That's when Larry began to...
Yeah, that's that. Mother was the one that introduced me to the concept of burning all the linen after I've had the carnal relations with a woman.
Yes, I wanted Larry to feel clean and cleansed.
You wanted Larry to feel clean and cleansed?
That's right.
Okay.
And okay, so that makes me a real neurotic cuckoo in your mind, General?
No, I'm just tracking all of this. We're talking about MySpace now, not about you burning or using gasoline on the bedding.
All right, that's true.
And so, Larry, I said, well, before you leave MySpace, you have to get all the pictures. I didn't know what he had. He said, Mother, I've done some dirty things. And I said, what was it, Larry? He said, I took pictures of myself, and you can see it. And I also autographed them, and I had a tape measure. I borrowed your tape measure to measure it. You see?
To measure it?
Yes. Well, what do you think he's talking about? It.
All right. We know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's interesting how quiet it just got.
What's everybody there, jealous or something?
Gloria,
what do you mean jealous? That guy, your son, is weird.
How dare you? Larry came up the hard way.
Yeah, but he did, you know. He came up the hard way, all right. And then he autographed it.
If I were there, Dickman, I would use your head in the foundation of a brand spanking new wall.
I got it, Mother. Take it easy.
Yeah.
No threats, please. Thank you very much.
Well, good. I mean...
No threats. Thank you very much.
Anyway...
Go ahead, Larry.
So I had these pictures, and I had the pictures, and so...
Oh, you deleted them, right?
Yeah, and what I did, yes, I borrowed Mother's tape measure. This was 11 years ago. I made sure the measurement was accurate.
What were you doing?
Ms. Gray, you have to understand, this was the days of MySpace. Everybody had naked pictures of themselves, and their...
And you're measuring the size of the wiener.
God, what a little baby boy you are, the wiener. You know?
Yeah, well, you know what, Larry? You're the guy measuring the size of it, and then you wrote it down on the picture?
Yes, I wrote it on the picture, and I autographed it. And I offered these up to any young women.
Well, the sad part...
Go ahead, Bob.
The sad part is not one... There were no takers. And then, I believe, Larry just left them. No one complained, did they?
Well, no, nobody complained because I wasn't showing everything. I said, you can see everything if you write in and you want a copy.
What is... Larry, you sound like you're a 10-year-old when you talk about these things. You can see everything.
Well, you can't... Well, oh, how would you say it, then?
I wouldn't, man.
There he is. That's the Phil Hendry I know, superior morally to everyone. This is why you liberals will never win. You know, you think you're so special.
Getting back to you and the picture of your penis that you measured, what did it say? So, in other words, the picture on it says, Larry Grover, 3.5 inches.
General, that was uncalled for.
You wish it was 3.5 inches.
Why would I wish that?
I mean...
I don't even want to know, all right? But you put down...
God knows, you went, don't, I don't even want... Yes, I put down the measurement and I autographed it.
And what happened?
As I said, we had no takers. I got depressed, and then I got off of MySpace shortly thereafter. And it was only when I was going through some files and some old links and... that I found my old MySpace page. It had been deactivated. I could log in to get the pictures.
Well, didn't you deleted them, right?
I deleted all of them, yeah.
How many were there?
Larry, there were... I'm involved in this story because I'm the one that helped Larry recover his MySpace page. I knew a couple of tricks that Ed Elcott taught me.
Yeah, Ed Elcott, before, you know, because he's a sex addict.
Yeah, and
all right, enough about Ed Elcott.
So we got in, and Larry deleted the pictures.
Okay, Larry, I want to ask you something. What is the difference between you today and you? Now, you've been separated from Karen for how long?
I've been separated from Karen for about 16 years.
And you've been sleeping on the cot on my porch how long?
About 16 years.
And through that period, you have gone on social media. In other words, when you separated from her... The girls were very small.
Yes, and they're now adult women.
So your daughters have grown up. They're adult women.
Phil, don't give me a whole... I know what you're going to do. You're going to... And look at you, still sleeping on a cot. I've made a great many strides in the past 16 years.
But you're still on a cot, Larry. You're still on the cot, and you still have to borrow my bed whenever you want to shag God.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Mother.
Let's clean that up.
We need to keep it nice and crisp and fresh, just like the sex you have, Larry. You know, crisp, fresh.
Yeah, and soaked in gasoline.
You know... You people will understand.
Soaked in gasoline.
You know, even though you're agreeing with me.
Wait a minute.
You people will never understand that in my life, I have only so many minutes in the day to devote to all of these luxuries that you people seem to have all this time for. All kinds of sex, you know, and...
Well, Larry, you're the guy that's measuring your penis and autographing pictures. That takes, as far as I'm concerned, way too much time, even if it only took you 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's too bad, Joe. It sounded like that was a really good thought, but you were blah, blah, blah. That's what you sounded like. You sounded like blah, blah.
I sounded like what?
Blah, blah, blah.
That you do it better than I do.
Gentlemen.
No, he wants to... You just sounded the way you always sound.
Oh, in other words, I sound blah, blah, like that?
Yeah, that's how you always sound.
Well, no, he doesn't, because I can understand him.
Larry. General Shaw, that's uncalled for. My son went through a very terrible trauma when the woman, what was her name again?
The mother of my children, Karen.
Oh, yeah, when Karen and the, how many kids did you have?
I had four daughters.
And the four daughters, they were all yours?
Give me them.
Oh, Larry, you hit me.
No, I didn't. I grabbed the phone. I had four daughters.
Right, and in all of that time, the girls have grown up. You've still been sleeping on a cot.
Yeah, but he's been using gasoline on the sheet.
I have become a pure, very religious man.
Larry, it's time to get out. You got to get out of the house, okay? I can barely get to the bathroom before I crap on the rug, you know?
What are you saying, Mother?
You need to put me in a nursing home, and then you have to do something.
Will you sign the house over to me? Will you give me the deed to the house?
No. See, unless Larry gets the house, he's just going to let me lay in bed and rot. I'm Glory Grover.
Hey, there. Are you happy?
Boy, you guys are jacked up, man. I wouldn't want to live in your shoes at all.
Who the hell are you to make those kind of judgments, Mr. Henry? I'm the guy that had 100 photographs of myself with my, autographed.
Yes, autographed with the length.
Yeah, man, you put the length down and you had no takers.
That was the whole thing, and that's the point. I turned my life over to God, and I still had no takers.
Well, maybe God didn't approve.
Oh, give me a break. One time? He couldn't give me that. Just one thing I ask of God. Let me give away all of these pictures and women will know. Women will know.
That you've got a 4-inch penis.
Yeah, okay, laugh it up all you want.
Well, you're off of MySpace now, and you're older and wiser, I guess.
Yeah, man, you must be wiser.
Yeah, what does that mean, I'm wiser?
Are you still photographing yourself and writing the size of your penis on the picture?
No, I'm not.
All right, well, then you've gotten smarter.
Yeah, I guess I have.
Larry, next week, I just talked to Ted Bell, and I talked to Jack Armstrong about what's happening next week politically. The Mueller report.
Yeah, the Mueller report, and then you got Mickey Cohen.
Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen, yeah. Very big.
Well, you know, I was talking to Ted Bell and Jack Armstrong about it.
Well, why didn't you talk to me?
Because you were busy with your MySpace deletion.
If I had known...
Yeah, let me have that. If he'd known, we would have left the MySpace pictures up and directed women to...
What do you think? They're going to pay for it?
That's what you think. You think that the women are going to want those pictures, they'll pay for them, and that will fund another business for you, another online business, Gloria?
I have the newsletter. That's all I need. The Gloria Glover... The Gloria Glover...
The Gloria Grover Overlord Newsletter.
Right. That's all I need.
But the extra money that you'd get from selling dirty pictures of your son's penis, forget it.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Phil, don't knock it till you tried it.
Hey, Mother, you wouldn't really do that, would you?
Listen, if I can sell...
You know what, Gloria? It's a good thing you didn't even try, because you wouldn't make one red cent.
Oh, shit.
Mother, let me have the phone.
I gotta lay down.
Phil, I want to tell you that was very wrong.
Let me tell you what's wrong, Larry. You... Taking pictures of yourself, autographing it, seeing if there's any takers. You know, the whole thing, your whole life, man.
Get off the cot, Grover.
Yeah, that's the truest thing that's ever been said. Get off the cot, get out of your mother's house, and get a life.
You?
Get a life.
Thanks, Larry.
Hey, Mother, is that 60 Minutes?
Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria Grover, on this Friday on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Don't forget, tonight it's the BSP Chat.
7 o'clock Pacific.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
I'm Margaret Gray.